Hey, it's Grace from Freud's Angels. Here is your reading for the week. Remember, never give your power up to a reading, a reader, or any situation. Remember, you always have the power of autonomy. Enjoy.
Hey, angels, welcome to your weekly reading. This is for the week of November 12th through November 18th. Sorry. So Monday is a new moon. I believe it's in Scorpio. It's the first one in a long time. And it is the close of the eclipse season. Thank the baby Jesus, because this one has been a little rough. I mean, last one was the spring one was rough, but this one's even rougher. Like, I still feel like I've been run over by a large train or a truck or whatever you want to call it. But yeah. So grateful that the season is closed so that I can begin to breathe again and not be faced with all of the burnout that's happening. Anyway, I know. Great start to the weekly reading. But
As you were saying, and I was like, this year has kicked our butts, you know, yeah. Like I'm really looking forward to, and these did happen. I'm really looking forward to some of these astrological things being very exciting and fun and light. I just feel like so many of them have been very heavy and been very hard, you know, and it's like, I know that there's perspective that can shift or whatever, but like when your body is literally feeling it, it is very hard to shift that perspective.
It is. And then to actually have physical changes to your body, like when you're actually having those, like, it's like, oh, like let's make it even worse. Like, but you know, we must persevere and keep moving forward or just stand still. I think, you know, yes, we must move forward at times, but sometimes it's okay to stand still. It's okay to be here. Because I know if I'm the one struggling with these energies, I know y'all are struggling with some of these energies because we don't know. And we just don't know why. Like, why do I feel like I just want to lay on the couch for 8 years? It's like, why? Because we're going through and the changes aren't not sometimes obvious, you know, sometimes they're subtle. And all of a sudden we're like, why do I feel this way? And it's because of what's happening, you know, all the energy, you know, also the world at large. I mean, there's stuff that is happening that is so hard and like traumatizing to cope with. So there's so many things that influence our energy levels. And, you know, we are headed into, in the Northern Hemisphere, into fall and winter. And that's the time when you get inner, and like we as humans want to hibernate too, because I'm sorry, but the caveman weren't running around in the snow looking for, you know, this is the time that kind of thing started to happen when we also hibernated in some sort of way. So I think our biorhythms naturally want us to stay inside and be cozy with cocoa or coffee or tea, watching some fun, whatever.
You bet.
The sun is on the way, but it's just, we have to just be in the space for a minute. But yeah. So Vanessa, what was your card this week?
Well, it goes perfectly with what you've just said. and you guys will see it. It is the hottest card in my deck. Well, for me anyway, because I'm a heterosexual woman. So this card looks like Jason Momoa has a mermaid and I love it. But the card is gentleness. And what I love about this card is that it says gentleness. And when you look at this mermaid, he's muscled. He's the kind of thing that I think we're programmed to believe wouldn't be gentle. And so it is a huge reminder of, gentleness doesn't always look the way that you think it does. Sometimes it is what you're talking about, of just kind of laying down and just chilling. It doesn't matter. Like, it doesn't have to be a big, you don't have to be doing big things in order to be strong. That some of it is that being gentle with yourself, that's strength. That being kind is strength. That being compassionate is strength. And that this person here who doesn't look like the quintessential gentle person is, you know, he's embodying the gentleness card. He's also holding a scepter of light. He's got like a little smirk on his face, like not a smile, but a little smirk. So it's a little bit fun also. I think that that's also part of the card. I didn't read the caption. I don't usually do that. But yeah, I think we're being called to do that, you know, to be gentle, to not overdo, not overthink, not overschedule, you know, and then also take care of ourselves when we feel like we're overthinking and doing and overscheduling, and being really gentle about it instead of being harsh. We have a tendency to be really harsh on ourselves, myself included, and on other people, you know, for not doing what we think that they should do, or not doing what we think we should do, especially as the seasons change and our bodies change and our energy levels change. We have to be gentle with the fact that this is reality, accepting it is what it is, the radical acceptance of, hey, you know, as it gets colder, I want to do less things. That's okay. I can do less things. I need to be gentle with myself. I don't need to, you know, harp on it and be like, oh, you're being lazy, whatever. Like, enjoy that you change with the seasons, and let yourself be whatever it is that you need to be in that moment with love.
And I think too, for me, from my perspective of that card, also, it also means that even the most tough and strongest of people need gentleness. Like, even us that are like go-getters, that are empowers, and we're strong, and we're healers, and we're like, let's do this, or we're working on our own personal healing journey, that like we're so empowered that sometimes we don't realize is that in our empowerment must come gentleness with ourselves, and yeah, sometimes with the people around us. Like, it's about the idea of, yeah, you want to get shit done, but man, sometimes getting shit done means sitting down and resting, or emotionally resting, or doing things that create joy versus staying on that path. And you know, and friends, if you are in those spaces, please listen, come back on Wednesday and listen. We're talking about burnout this week. We're talking about the feelings of burnout and how it happens in our lives and what we can do to manage it, and to discover where we are not allowing ourselves space and to for time and rest and fulfilling ourselves with lighter things as we work through the shadow, in order, you know, and we get stuck in that burnout cycle. So join us at the, you know, on Wednesday. It will come out at 5 a.m. Pacific time. So join us. My card was the Surrender to Miracles card. I love it, so fitting, because it has dolphins swimming in the sea. And I'm like, oh, that fits the mermaid theme. Our caption says, be open to miracles occurring in your life. Feel and know that these events are real. Let go of any resistance and banish any doubt that miracles can happen. You know, I too think that this is a auspicious card for the conversations that we're having about burnout, about, you know, burnout comes from this long-term space being stuck in our shadow and seeing what's there. And then sometimes we lose the light, we lose the hope, you know. We have to look at our shadow. We have to understand it and take care of it and love it and understand what's there. But at the same time, we often lose sight of that light and that hope. And, you know, and the believing in miracles is basically like, believe in the idea that this can be healed, or that this can be something that is more enriching to your soil versus, you know, being toxic to what you're trying to grow from. So really allow yourself to believe that miracles happen. They've happened to me. Miracles can be big ass miracles, and miracles can be tiny ass miracles. Like, it doesn't have to be like, you know, the fairy godmother and her magic wand. It can be those little tiny mice that create little tiny miracles in your life all the time. Don't know why I went to Cinderella, but there it is. And, you know, it's just like, it's, but the miracles happen, but they happen because they're available to us. It's just training yourself and allowing yourself to see them as what they are. You know, sometimes it's like when you make it through something successful, or, you know, the miracles can be in the healing. Like, I mean, with all the trauma that some of us have experienced, like, it's a miracle that we're still on our healing journey. It's a miracle that we have been courageous enough to see some of the things that in ways that are healing to us and that we can work through them and have the support. Ask for help. That's a miracle, believe me. And you know, just miracles happen. They aren't always of the fairy godmother type. You know what I mean? We have to see the miracles and the little stuff because that's what keeps us going. Those are the foundational stuff that if we can see them as what they are, it's not that we take away the truth of the pain that we experience, but it's about understanding it and seeing it for what it is and not having it operate in our system. It's about, okay, that's just an event. It's not my driving. It's not driving the car. It's not driving my engine. It's there. I don't want to get rid of it because it's part of me, but it's not what I made meaning of in that moment. It's not what's going to drive this process, this life. So,
yeah. Well, and the definition of miracle, because I was thinking about it and I was like, sometimes a miracle is like weird. You know what I mean? Like, it's not what you think it's going to be, right? Because when you said it, I thought, you know, like the wondrous, right? Like, because we need hope, right? We were saying you need hope. But really, a surprising and welcome event that is not explicable by nature or scientific laws and is therefore considered to be the work of a divine agency. That, like, encompasses everything. That encompasses the things that are taking a while to happen. That encompasses the talks that we have with people that spark something, you know, that we wouldn't have happened before. It was something I didn't do. It was inexplicable. I tried to make this happen and it didn't happen, but then this happened, right? Like, it's a miracle disguised as pain, right? Like, but the miracle being like the explanation of this happening has nothing to do with what I did, which is why it doesn't make sense, right? Like, it's inexplicable by the laws of, you know, nature and science. I love that because I feel like so many miracles are missed because of that, because we're only looking for these shining, like, examples of amazingness. And sometimes, like you're saying, it's a tiny thing in a tiny droplet in the world, but it can be really big to you because it's something that you didn't do. It just happened for you and it was for your highest good. And sometimes, you know, sometimes a little disguised. I was specifically thinking of the miracle of not getting everything I tried to plan out for myself last year. And I couldn't, everything lined up, everything made sense. Everything should have happened the way that it was planned out and it didn't. And it was the divine coming in to create miracles for me that were in a different vein that I couldn't see, you know? So it was disguised as misfortune, but I saw the fortune come afterwards. I saw the miracles of, you know, little things that came afterwards. And you can see them every day. You can see a miracle every day if you really allow yourself to think of that definition. I mean, I've been in my head lately about how all this stuff happens. We were watching a documentary on dinosaurs. I was like, I don't understand how dinosaurs got here. I don't understand there's so many, I have so many questions about all the species on the earth and how they got here and how we can't clone. It's taking us, like, science can't clone things, so how did we get, like, it's this whole thing. But to me, it's like, man, that makes us all a miracle. That makes all this shit miraculous. That makes all this shit inexplicable, and that's amazing.
Yeah. And I think, you know, I think sometimes too is that we think about, and this maybe a podcast versus a reading, but I won't go down too far down the rabbit hole, but I always think that we exclude science from spirituality and we exclude spirituality from science. And I think the key is, and the missed thing here is that it's both. You know what I'm saying? Like, we talk about miracles, and miracles can happen in a scientific way. Miracles can happen in that, like, that person that was not, that the doctors were like, oh, I don't think we're going to make it, but has lived like 30 more years. Like, we have those types of miracles, but we also have the divine miracles, the miracles of divinity. And I think we separate the two because we feel spirituality has no basis and no fact, but it does in a lot of ways, because they're interconnected. We're trying to separate two things, but we don't realize is that we can bring them together, and yes. They're similar, and that bringing them together, which I think is what we do on the podcast, yeah. You know, we're bringing the science of the mind, we have the spiritual energy of the heart, and we're bringing them together and learning how to interweave them in a way that makes our life more dynamic and more hopeful and also more miraculous. So
yeah,
may you have gentleness and see your miracles all over this week. It's just take a breath. Okay. Just take that breath. Just keep going. We're okay. We're going to be okay. Lots of love to you, my friends. We'll see you next week.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening. Remember, catch our podcast every Wednesdays on your favorite podcast station. Take care and have a great week.